justice and access to law. The judiciary is committed to administering justice in accordance with the rule of law. Due process and fair trial are fundamental principles enshrined in our constitution. Judicial independence is guaranteed from other government branches. Over the last 5 years, the judiciary's reforms are focused on enhancing quality judgment, access to justice, addressing challenges, and promoting awareness of rights. As mentioned by the head of delegation, infrastructural access to justice have been achieved, with Paro Court leading as the first inclusive, disabled-friendly court. This development has improved public access to judicial services and created a better working environment for the staff. In the 13th five-year plan, the Thimphu District Court will have two new court buildings with 12 courtrooms with modern inclusive amenities. The specialized benches are a key judicial reform aimed at improving case processing and timely decisions, ensuring consistency in judgments and preventing issues like forum shopping and case fragmentation. In 2023, Thimphu's specialized court adjudicated around 25% of the total cases in the country. Although beneficial to the citizens, expanding specialized benches to other districts will depend on further analysis of demand and necessity. In 2021, to address the COVID-19 pandemic and improve access to justice for remote communities, the judiciary introduced e-litigation system. The courts continue to facilitate hearings virtually, making justice inexpensive and taking justice nearer to people. The judiciary is collaborating with the government on upgrading existing system to leverage technology to enhance access and improve efficiency. The judiciary actively ensures the safeguarding of these rights through meticulous examination and rigorous evaluation of the merit of each case. Efforts to discourage the misuse of legal processes for harassment are undertaken by promptly dismissing cases lacking merit. Legal aid centers ensure pro bono legal aids. Thus far, more than 50% beneficiaries were women. Other beneficiaries include indigent, children in conflict with law, and people with disabilities. The courts also play an active role in facilitating access to legal aid services. 22.4% cases were referred by the courts. Rigorous awareness on legal aid to expand its outreach is carried out. Guidelines are in place to enhance the ability of lawyers to represent CICL and people with disabilities. Court annex mediation has improved access to justice by allowing parties to opt for negotiated settlements facilitated by well-trained in-house mediator at any stage of the proceeding for no additional cost. Since 2021, CAM has successfully facilitated more than 5,000 disputes. The family and the child bench use a gender and child-sensitive approach during court proceedings to protect family and children's rights and privacy. The bench has addressed more than 3,500 cases involving family issues, gender-based violence, and children in conflict with law. This court has granted custody to father in some cases, demonstrating nuanced decision-making in the best interest of the child. The judges in other courts are well-trained and educated to apply the same standard when dealing with family and child-related cases. Child justice system involves multiple stakeholders. The stakeholders continue to work in tandem in the best interest of the child. The Judiciary Strategic Plan 22-32 aligns with the Justice Sector Strategic Plan and national and international standards. Key reforms include judicial performance review and evaluation rules, resulting in the assessment of judges and personnel to promote merit and efficiency. Judgment drafting trainings to improve the quality of judicial decisions and enhance public trust. A grievance cell to promote transparency and accountability and has addressed more than 124 complaints since 2022 with actions such as removal, reprimand, and review of cases. Guidelines and SOPs have been put in place for uniformity and accountability. Additionally, there are several ongoing capacity building programs for judges, prosecutors, and law enforcement to enhance understanding of human rights law, fair trial principles, and emerging developments. I thank you.
Mr. Vice President and distinguished delegates, I will respond to issues